Bluemakers Podcast by MyraBase.com. Interviews with entrepreneurs, researchers, experts who shape their activities by nature. Hey, hey, again. This is Orsolya Böjte from Romania. I am a Hungarian, and if you didn't listen to the first or the previous episodes yet, let me tell you that I am not an expert regarding sustainability, blue economy, but I am an explorer, so this is the reason why this podcast exists. And today, our guest is a special woman, Christiana Gardikioti from Greece. She has also her own blue economy business where they produce mushrooms and other kind of foods. Also, she is the founder of the Meraki people entity. And she also worked with different organizations in the past, like the MIT lab. She's a fellowship member at BioSummit organization, so her story is also interesting. And today in this podcast, in this episode, you can hear her point of view about application natural methods in business, also her point of view about blue economy, and different interesting facts about food. I hope you will enjoy this episode, and after listening it, please let me know your thoughts or opinion. So write me or send me a voice message through Anchor. And thank you for listening, guys. Thank you for being here. Let's listen to Christiana.
So, hello, I am Christiana Gardikioti, and I am in the Thirea region, in southern part of Greece, in the Peloponnese Peninsula. I am the founder of the Meraki people, that is inspired by the implemented projects of Dr. Gunter Pauli, founder of Blue Economy. We bridge science, arts, and technology to business by engaging the local communities. We create new business models that imitate nature and create numerous local jobs. Together, we publish, together with the National Kapodestrian University and Dr. Voryas, we published the Greek version of the Blue Economy 2.0 book. These new economy models can serve as a bio-entrepreneurship guide to the young Greeks that want to stay here in the region.
Wow, it sounds really great. And you mentioned art in business and imitating nature. Could you please tell us a bit more about it?
All right. Well, first of all, the idea of regeneration, maybe people should go into Google and see what does it mean. In nature, in the systems that we can find, for example, in a forest, we see that there is no waste.
Exactly.
The concept of waste does not exist in nature because the everything gets metabolized. For example, the waste of one creature or one entity becomes the food for another. And then the waste waste of that another becomes the raw material or the food for another, and so on and so forth. So inside the forest, for example, if no human presence exists, you will see no waste. Nature has got wisdom that uses it. That's one of the things. Then there is the engineering. How is it done in nature, the engineering? And for example, there are millions of examples that they use the wisdom of nature to do a business model. I am going to talk about what we have done as an example of practical application. Here in the region, we have thousands and thousands of olive trees. Humans cut the branches in order to prune the tree, in order for the tree to produce more. And what do they do with the waste? They burn it. CO2 released in the sky. After the weekend we had with Gunter Pauli in our village back in 2015, we decided that this is not a very good idea. Actually, this is a detrimental idea.
Exactly.
But but there is plenty of orange branches around the neighborhood. So we took the branches, we cut them in small pieces, we found Ivanka, Dr. Ivanka Milenkovic, that is doing mushrooms, and she taught us how to raise mushrooms, how to cultivate mushrooms in the cuttings of orange branches. So we produce food. And when we finish with the production, we take the bags, the waste that we have, and we put it back into the trees so it can become food for the trees. You see, you can make a business. It's not like you cannot make business.
Yeah, it sounds very interesting. And when was the first time when you met with the blue economy concept? And why did you decide to work with this idea?
When was the first time I met blue economy?
Yes.
Yes. Well, I discovered it in Google because I put down search business, nature, sustainable. And guess what it showed me? The book of Blue Economy. So when I read the first page that it said 200 projects already implemented, that's very important. The amount of money that it has drawn as investments, and the 3 million jobs that it has created, the question was very simple to my mind. If this is done and somebody has done it, why don't they come to show us how to do it? So I just sent one email to Dr. Gunter Pauli, the author of the book, and guess what? In 48 hours, I had an answer. And it was, when would you like me to come? That was amazing. This is an amazing story, but this is a true story. Of course, I had to prepare my community to receive Dr. Pauli Gunter. So, but the community got together and we had 68 people from 12 countries.
Wow.
And that, yes, and that was exactly at the time where our banks and our banking system was shut off
in the crisis.
So if you can do such a, if you can pull together such an activity in the worst possible economic conditions, I guess you can do miracles in the regular times, you see?
Yes. And how did you involve the people in this process? Because I experienced that it's a bit hard to kind of motivate people if they don't know the concept.
Very good. few tips.
Okay.
First of all, you make it so simple that your grandma got the idea and she can explain back what is it that you do. That's one. Go to grandma. She's full of wisdom. Number two, you do. You make something so simple. For example, I said, I am using enzymes to create, enzymes are small, are the things that they help us create products. They help create renewable raw resources.
Yes.
Okay, so I said I'm going to take enzymes from Parnunas and make my first product, which was my bread. So when people saw that and I explained how I was making the new bread, that was a tradition that they were very familiar with here in the region, the interest started. So my thing was to say there is the macrocosm, the cosmos that we can see, and there is the invisible, the microcosm, and that's how we are going to create business with the microcosm. Okay?
Okay.
Then we got into microscopes, then we got into yeasts, then we got into what do yeasts do, and how can we make new products. And then we got all associated with MIT Global Community Labs, 350 labs around the globe that they make research on what I am talking about. People were hanging from my lips.
Wow. Congratulations.
So it's a matter of you understanding to make very complicated matters into very simple things. And once grandma gets involved, she spreads the word to the community. If you spread the word into the community, you are the expert and you don't know what you're talking about.
Yes.
If grandma gets involved, or an elder, okay, or a key person, it doesn't have to be grandma, but another person, okay, and he can be excited about what you are doing. Come look at my kid, she's making all good things, blah, 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 right? And a very effective way to do that, a very effective way, is to go find a microscope from a microscope that people don't want anymore, don't use anymore, okay? And you take one drop of seawater. Then you say to people, come see what's inside. And they discover plankton. They discover life.
Yes.
So they make this link between what they cannot see, the invisible, that is made visible. Then you start talking about raw resources, renewable raw resources, how we can have green chemistry, not chemical things, but green chemistry. Then you start talking. Then you almost say, well, would you like to come next Wednesday? But bring a friend to see what we did. All of a sudden, there are two people or three people that they're doing that. Now, another way, even easier than that, but I'm warning you, the microscope is a potent tool. And I discovered in MIT a lady that has done a folding microscope with €1. So don't think that you need to have millions in order to start this. You can do it very cheaply, less than a coffee. After the microscope, I did food. That's the food is a very important part of our work, because we are saying we are going to develop the yeast economy, the yeast economy. So I started the Fee Club. The Fee Club, Fee in ancient Greece, was the mathematical number, the golden mean, perfect harmony. So because we would like to work in and for nature, this is Meraki people logo type of thing, we want to take what's in nature, the microorganisms, and start with the soil. If you make living soil, that means you include the microorganisms and the enzymes inside the soil, you are growing natural, healthy food. Once you grow natural, healthy food, you apply to your health and you have human health. And of course, because soil sequesters carbon dioxide, you use agriculture to help planetary health. So with one little small tiny organism, you go to the big, big, big planet. People can understand this. And if they see it, for example, in an applied example, so what is it that we do? I take cabbage, two cabbages, one that is dark and one that is kind of green, right? And I make a food that uses enzymes. So I make, what do we make with cabbage? That you make it in your culture, I am sure that you do.
Yes.
Fermented cabbage.
Yes,
fermented cabbage, of course. Yes. So in my kitchen right now, I have cabbage that is fermenting. But the important point is for people to understand that this fermented cabbage has 400 times the vitamin C that you can get from the pharmacy.
And it's natural.
Exactly. And it costs 1/10 less. You think you can create a community around that? You see? That's how you start. Very simple, but with application. People need to understand the application. So we go back to Club Fee now. So I have Club Fee. Club Fee is all about food as pharmaco. In Greek, pharmaco is medicine that is consumed with friends, because we are now building a community. And of course, we need to feed our brain and our soul. We don't only feed our body.
Yes.
In order for us to be in perfect harmony with nature. So we philosophize. You see the four fees?
Yeah.
Food, yeah. Yes. Food, pharmaco, medicine, friends, philosophizing. You see, it's how you package your work. So I say, so do you want to come and share with us recipes and food that we can use it as medicine? And of course, they say yes, and we are building a community.
Well, it seems like a huge work, and I really appreciate how you do this and your energy and your passion about it.
It is true that I am passionate about it, but you see, there is always an ego somewhere in there. Ego.
Yes, of course.
Let me explain. During this summer, I was 94 kilos. That is sickness. This is obesity, and obesity leads to diabetes.
Yes.
And if you are in my age, there is an alarming clock that is going, you are going to get sick. So I decided I am going to lose weight in order to become a healthier person. So Anna Blume, who is already working with Blue Economy in Germany, she introduced me to a different method of body working. If your body works on sugar, that means that you eat spaghetti, potatoes, breads, all the carbohydrates, then you get fat and you are hungry. If your body works on burning the fat that it has, it can do that without sugars. So if you don't eat sugar and if you don't eat carbohydrates and you increase your fat content in your meals, 12 weeks later, that's Christiana, she is 18 kilos less.
Wow.
And people come and say, how did you do that?
Yes.
And I said, it's all in nature's wisdom. You see, you go back to nature and you say, if you understand the chemistry, if you understand simple things, not complicated, okay? Simple things. If you understand the chemistry and how the body works and the simple things, then you can do it too. And now in Club Fi, we have 4 people following my example.
Wow, little steps and with big results.
Exactly, you see, and then now we have the first farmer that is saying we are going to cultivate vegetables and stuff in a piece of land that we put the right soil, the healthy soil. We don't need to make a huge change in the area. We don't need to have 150 farmers. We can only start with a very small group, but that group is doing stuff. It's not talking about it. So we have somebody actually raising free chickens, putting free animals in their land, and making a plot that has living soil. Bingo, we have started. Yeah. Amount of money that you need? Zero. Very little, okay? Very little.
Do you live in a countryside? And what would you advise for people who live in the city?
To go get a... Well, first of all, you can do a garden in your balcony.
Yes.
Of course, you can do a garden... Or in your roof. In your rooftop, okay? Or you can go to your mayor and say, you have an unused place here that you do nothing with. How about if you give it to us and we make it a communal garden? That has been done in many, many, many cities. It's not something that it cannot be done. And then we give food to the community. Ah, you think a mayor would not love you? So, there are ways you can start in your own kitchen, you can start in your own apartment building, or you can even go further and go and say to the mayor to give you a small piece of land that it's not going to be your gain, but the community gain. So all of a sudden you are building a community. Example, I think that I have been inspired by the three trees, you see? Anna helped me visualize what we are talking about. And the visualization is the following. You start, the first tree, it has a little advice on its branches. You start where you are. So where are you? With problems, with no problems, with, okay? Where you are. Second tree. You look around and you use what you have. So go look and see what is it that you have. We had olive branches, for example, okay? I don't know what you have. And the third tree, says you use your imagination. There is no limit to what you can do with what you have and where you are. This is the secret 3-3 recipe.
Wow. It's a very good conclusion for this whole blue economy concept.
Exactly. And that's how you start. You need to involve your community and share the wealth with them the moment they start producing added value to, if they do mushrooms, then they can process the mushrooms. If they make bread, out of the wasted bread, they can make beer. If they go to algae, they can make 4 or 5 products. Out of wool of the animals, we have one lady in here, she's making yoga mats. So if you do added value and you share it with the community, then all of a sudden, you are starting a small pocket of his economy.
Wow. And could you tell us more about the business point of view? Because I think some people are curious about it.
Okay. I see that the connection has to be that there is absolutely interconnection in what we do. Usually the old system was, I have an idea, I maximize my I maximize my profit and I go buy a nice car.
Yes, unfortunately.
That's the old model, correct?
Yeah.
We come here and we say, now just 1 minute. First of all, less is more. Okay, we start with this. Less is more. Second, if you do cascading income streams, that means you do not have only one income stream. First of all, you don't take from nature, and never put back. Because that will not be sustainable. You have to take from nature, and when you are finished with your business, you go give back to nature what she gave you. That's regenerative, okay?
Okay.
So that's a totally different frame of mind. So if you start with regenerative, that means that you're gonna find ways that you use your materials in a different way. And of course, as we said, your waste is going to be the starting point of another entity. So all of a sudden, you're not alone in this. You're bringing more people in. And that is a systems design. So you're not a lonely entrepreneur that is working, doing one thing, maximizing profit, you are now a lot of people thinking the same of replenishing the what you are using from the earth and using different ways of producing wealth, but you do it together. So as simple as that. Then you get into complicated things.
Yes. And how the people were reacted at the first time when you came to them with this concept?
They were apprehensive. They were questioning. They did not believe me. But that was wonderful, because that made me stronger and, of course, more determined. Also, it flashed me, it helped me, because it showed me that unless I do, they would not be convinced. See, they told me that you cannot do that. What do you mean I cannot do that? Just one second. So I went and I did it, and then I took them back and I said, you see, I can do it. So you reverse the game, but you have them as friends. And you have them as friends because you went, you took the initiative, you proved that you can do it. And then they are thinking, if she can do it, why can I not do it? And if you make money with that, oh, then they're thinking very, very, very much. So, I just didn't let them get to my skin. That's all.
Okay. And about sustainability, we spoke about that. There are a bunch of definitions, but I don't think that there are a unified one. And what does it mean for you personally?
It means that, as I said before, sustainable is something that it can always be there. If you deplete a resource, it's not going to be there. So you make a very big decision. Do I want 10 years from now to have access to this, to be able to use it again? Or is it I take, and I don't care if I'm depleting? So sustainable for me means it's going to be there for me, it's going to be there for the kids, and for the future generations. So if I do something wrong, then I am breaking the chain. I'm doing wrong. So I should not be in the business of doing wrong. I should be in the business of doing good. And that means replacing. Sustainability means you put things back as you found them. That's what it means for me, in a simple grandma way.
But it's a very nice definition. And how do you see, because today it's a trend for companies, and some of them make greenwashing, use these expressions to make people believe that they are green or sustainable, but in the reality there aren't. So it's a weird transition.
Yes, you have to. You also have to accept that if you say the truth, you're not going to be liked by a lot of people, and that's a big part of the game. Doing less wrong, as Gunter says, is not a good practice. Doing good is good practice. So don't be afraid to tell them, look, you're putting the wool over my eyes. Sustainable means truly replacing. So if you don't prove to me that you've replaced what you used, don't talk to me about that. And then you're not liked. But you don't care, because you are in the business of doing good. You develop very many friends and more enemies.
Yes.
But you deal with them.
Yes, but this is life, I think.
Depends what kind of resistance you have. You see, I don't care. I am not in the business of making people love, care about me or their opinion, you know, to be so. I have my own opinion and I'm working hard on doing good. So I'm convinced that what I do is very good. And I help others do the same. That's also very important. I don't do it alone. I spread this goodness. And let's do it through entrepreneurship, which means that we create added value, we create business.
Yes.
So people can see that what we are talking about is not space science. It's for them to get fed. Like, I'm making 200, 300 euros a month. The young people can relate to that.
Yes, regarding young people, I remember that in the last year you had a project about Bio Summit, if I remember well. How was it going, or it's still in progress? Could you tell us more?
Oh yes, Bio Summit is growing and growing and growing. This is community labs. That means that there are spaces that they are done inside the region, that they link science, mathematics, engineering into the population, and it engages them to be active citizens and promote science. For example, and that's why the notion of citizen science is very much cultivated in a lab. For example, citizens can gather tremendous amount of data that can be helping universities. So, and they work for one common goal, which is the regional development. So, MIT Bio Summit is also having regional, it has regional community labs. And in Europe, for example, we have 20 people now spread all over Europe that they're doing community labs, and we meet every last Sunday of the month. We exchange ideas, and we also share how we have difficulties, how we experience difficulties, or how can we have shared resources, or how can we help each other. And usually the help is with spreading the knowledge to the community. So a person that has done soil, living soil somewhere else, comes to my community and shares the knowledge of how do we make living soil.
It sounds great. So,
yes, it is absolutely magnificent.
And people can join to this program continually, or it's had a deadline, or?
No, continually.
So
if they go to MIT Global Community Bio Summit, they can register and they can also become volunteers into this movement. So they can take, you see, I discovered them. I said, what is it that you are doing? They asked me, are you involved in some kind of local development? And I said, yes, I would like to make the yeast economy in my region. And they invited me to go to Boston, to MIT, and be part of the Bio Summit. And then I volunteered, and I became a fellow. And then from a fellow, I give support and help to the community in the Bio Summit, to the larger community. And that means I'm helping my community here.
Wow. So
all people can get involved. All people can get involved. But the important point is not to just take, but give back. That's the, so you need to work for the bigger organization.
Yeah, but it's correct. So, yeah.
So now I'm big part of the big organization. So here I am.
Congratulations again. You do a huge work in an awesome way.
Bluemakers podcast by MyraBase.com. Interviews with entrepreneurs, researchers, experts who shape their activities by nature.